Looking to make some healthier habits this holiday season? Make sure to check out our Moving Through Midlife community over on Facebook, as we are doing a Planksgiving event where we are doing daily plank workouts. We will be doing an advent for healthy, happy hips this holiday season, and then also have a sugar challenge, a 2-week sugar challenge that you might be interested in. Happy holidays! Episode 10.2, our movement snack for the week, is going to involve summer fun. So it is really important for us to get outside. It does amazing things for our health. And what better time to be outside than summertime? I want you this week, and it can be any day or can be every day, I want you to get outside and find a nice green space. Green spaces have been shown to decrease anxiety and stress and increase the mood of those who spend time outdoors and provide for mental well-being. Another reason you might want to get outside is because it's a great source of vitamin D, the fat-soluble vitamin that is essential to strong bones and healthy immune systems, and can safely be attained if you get out in the morning or the evening sun. So maybe not right there in the middle of the day, but the morning and the evening suns are a great time to get outside and move around. I've mentioned before, it gives your eyes a rest. Our eyes look at so much close up, which requires the muscle to be in a tightened state, that when you go outside and you look at something far off in the distance, it allows the muscles in your eyes to relax, which is important for overall eye health. It's just like if you were to do a bicep curl and you held that curl, that would start to create twinging and twitches and problems in your bicep because, you know, it's overworked. So you'd want to lengthen that bicep out at some point. Same thing goes with your eyes. When we look at things close, it really strains the eyes. So take some time to get away and let the eyes relax. And last, by getting outside, it helps to boost white blood cells interacting with phytoncides, which are airborne chemicals emitted from plants that protect them from rotting and insects. Interacting with those will help to boost the white blood cells and reduce stress in our bodies. So get outside, move around, have fun, do it as a family if at all possible. Go out and play in the park, go hiking, do something like that. And I would encourage you even to try something which they call grounding or earthing, if you haven't heard of it. And that's where you really get to where your feet are in the dirt or on the earth. Even if you were at a sandy beach, putting your feet in the sand, that's always a very calming effect that it has. And same thing with earthing, getting those feet in the grass, in the dirt, can help with your body. There haven't been a ton of studies on grounding, but what I have found, it can really help to decrease inflammation, cardiovascular disease, muscle damage, chronic pain, and mood. And one of them I found interesting, because I am in the fitness industry, has to do with muscle damage. So it can help to reduce muscle damage and the pain that participants felt after a hard workout. So I thought that was really interesting. So that's what I'm going to ask for you to do today, is get outside, preferably with your family if at all possible, and take off your shoes and ground down into the earth. And that's it. I hope you all enjoy. I'd love to see pictures of you all outside. You can go to our FormFitMom community and join us over there, showing us pictures of you and your family being outside. And that's it. Have a wonderful week.